upgrade appliances, professionally stage and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. All three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have the lingering effects of this storm system that we were dealing with yesterday. So some scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around the area today. Not everybody will get one. It's going to be warm, high around 79, and then mostly cloudy, a little cooler, 56 for the low tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day with a high temperature up to about 84, lots of sunshine around. I think we're dry Thursday with a high around 83, breezy, warm, chance of some storms in the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be watching a significant storm system, especially later on in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, today's millennial moment.
My friend just bought a smart car. I told him, that's not very smart. Why not just Uber everywhere, like I do?
That was today's millennial moment.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. There he sits inside your local coffee shop. Sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. Instagram with the quote that's inspirational. Hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A.
their ears. They feel like they know most everything. See, they grew up with undeserved confidence, 'cause they got trophies just for participating.
Throw that at me.
That's my...
Sounds like you're jealous.
Man. And here they are.
Jebra.
Please clap.
So, to quote the substitute teacher, that's how it's going to be.
So that's how it's going to be.
You start off a perfectly good day today, and this show, by coming in and grouping me with all these other young people. Like, the fact that I have long hair and facial hair says something about my character as a person.
I hate to interrupt.
Shortwave, take it down. What's it say?
Ah, shut up. But it looks like we have some rain moving into the area, Joey.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's more important than...
That hardly ever happens.
That's more important than your feelings.
Yes, I think so.
Actually, it appears that... Preble and Millbrook are in the crosshairs of this particular rain.
As long as it's not a major, major thunderstorm that's going to destroy things, I think we'd need a good little bit of rain.
Oh, Rich said we were 6 inches behind for the year.
Really? 6 inches behind? Oh, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is.
It is. Because it's April. If it were October, November, you know, then you average that out per month. That's not a big shortfall, but... We're barely a quarter into the year.
So,
in fact, today, if I'm not mistaken, Rich told us today is the 100th day of the year.
Oh, wow. So I'd like to start over and begin by extending an olive branch. I have to say, you in that white Columbia shirt, you look good today, Greg. You do.
And I want to say that your do-rag and your...
You want to see what my shirt says?
Well, when I see the word Paul, I always think McCartney first, but it says Paul Smackage.
Master of?
The Small Package, Grapevine, Texas.
Brother.
It's a wrestling thing?
It's actually a podcast thing.
Let's start over.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
This is where great minds come together and people of all ages gather for... a bunch of crap too, but it's better than the last one.
And here they are.
You guys suck.
Hey. I thought you were gonna start talking about kids and kin.
And the warm embrace of kith and kin, the thieving of the guy. You know, in fact, Rich this morning mentioned that Thanksgiving is 200 and some days away in his countdown during the timeline. A feature we run every morning around 6:30. Then we do our TV thing. And after that, I don't know what we do. We just, it's cheap and trashy. Getting a little Hollywood gossip.
Cheap and trashy?
Yeah.
We could bring that to the afternoon.
I wouldn't mind. I got to tell you, the thing that I was talking to the boss downstairs. First of all, I'm going to post the Rasmussen poll. presidential approval poll. You know that Donald Trump is at 53%? 53%. With non-stop hate from every corner of the media. And stop with the Fox News is a propaganda arm for the Republican Party or conservatives. They are not. You have a couple of hosts who are pretty conservative, but I got news for you. I sit and I listen to their news.
Mm-hmm.
Their news is hardly, 60 seconds of pro-Trump propaganda. Most of the time, they piss me off. But we run it. It's almost like at times they try too hard to show that they're not in the tank for Trump. So what do we glean? There's a word we don't use very often. Glean. I think it used to be a toothpaste. No, that was gleam. I don't know if they still make that anymore or not.
But what do we glean from?
What do we glean from a 53% approval rating? I think what we can take from that is that people aren't listening or watching the networks to take their cues on what to think anymore. They're just not.
I think it's actually a betrayal bump that for 2 years you heard not...
Oh, Russian collusion.
Yes, and that Robert Mueller, Trump's going to be impeached any day now.
Yeah.
And then that is not true, and I think a lot of people went, oh, it's not true. Interesting how that was breathlessly reported for months, and if not years.
Rachel Maddow's ratings. Off a cliff. Because it was a gathering house for people suffering from TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. You have the president trying to preserve our border, and I applaud that he fired the Secret Service director and all these other hacks from state. You're going to see more heads roll. And I have a feeling that the day of reckoning is coming for the people who participated in the whole collusion hoax. Or hoax, depending on how you pronounce it. Comey has to be, as that little girl said in Christmas Vacation, he's got to be bricks. Stroke. You watch. They're all going to start singing like canaries.
I really want to see John Brennan and James Clapper in orange jumpsuits. More than Hillary, more than anybody else. I want those two to pay for what they've done.
See, Brennan has already tried to, back away.
Oh, I'm sure he has. Voldemort-looking
fool. No, he needs... That son of a bitch needs to be behind bars. Maybe in the same cell with Clapper. Maybe they can stand by.
Like one of the ugliest people I've ever seen.
We're trying to find, this is a very important piece of culture from the show, we're trying to find the Radiohead peep song that we've had for years, and it just vanished. Jay texting me, he's looking.
Good. That's actually some pretty tedious work. He deserves a present or something. It essentially means pulling up the podcast and listening without much direction of when you played it before.
Yesterday, December 7th. Oh, no, sorry. Keep watching too many Smithsonian Channel documentaries. Yesterday,
April 8th.
They walked in and had four pieces of Kanekka bacon draped over sourdough bread from Pepperidge Farm.
Ooh, keep talking.
Why Pepperidge Farm?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And I had to make another special trip to the gas station because people here in this Creedence Blue Water Revival building are squirting my mayonnaise randomly and in copious amounts on their own sandwiches.
Wait, they're squirting your mayonnaise?
My mayonnaise.
Let me get this straight. You went to the grocery store. I'm assuming food outlet. You bought a squirt bottle.
The big squirt bottle.
What brand? That's important.
Dukes.
Dukes is amazing. I just bought some Dukes mayo from Food Outlet. Great stuff.
Yeah.
And so people...
Speaking of Duke, thank you for your very generous donation to Mary Nell.
So people here at this station have been helping themselves...
Like this is community property.
Just squirting out your mayo all over their own sandwich.
When Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson next come in, I want to find out what my legal options are.
Yeah.
That mayonnaise is mine. That's not community property.
No, you're very generous with your mayonnaise. I mean, you're giving...
He found it!
Yeah! Yeah! Yay! Give him an extra squirt of mayo the next time you make BLTs.
He gets the biggest steak tomorrow morning. Tomorrow it's New York strips.
Oh.
With eggs.
Yummy. Steak and eggs.
Today, they had a choice of spicy Cajun Kaneka sausage or regular smoked Kaneka sausage. Along with...
I like the spicy Cajun. That's what I would have gone with.
Along with something that Emily taught me. Cheesy eggs.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
And yeah, toast.
Ooh. Cheesy eggs. Ooh.
And I was ready for them. Tomorrow morning, they will have steak. My family eats peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm kidding. I made a steak for a nice top sirloin from Food Outlet Sunday. Beautifully grilled. So 53% approval with nonstop hate from almost all media. That, to me, is maybe the most remarkable achievement by a president. Now, these mother Fletchers at AOL.
Mm-hmm.
And I still... Why do I have to sign in again? What's the problem here with you douchebags? Before you can get to your mail, they got to give you their four big stories. Democrats press AG over Trump's war on Obamacare. Who are the people that love Obamacare?
I don't know, because
he's
the Democrats want to do, you know, Medicare for all, right? So it's not like they like Obamacare.
Ask the people who got Medicare now how it works for them.
Fine, I will.
You got to buy a second policy because the first one doesn't cover everything. Medicare for all. Oh my God! If ignorance, you know, if that's what we based our monetary system on instead of gold or silver, if it was ignorance, we'd be far wealthy.
Well, we'd probably have too much hyperinflation.
And here it is. Oh, God, Jay Scott. Yeah, he does get the biggest. Sorry, Rich. I usually give it to you because you're the first one here.
He is adorable and incorrigible.
Yeah. Now, if you think that's a big awe, check out some animal videos I put. Look at that. I don't know if that's a Frenchie or what kind of dog that is, but he's trying to get into a car and he's got big ass. Look at the shoulders on him.
Man.
But his little feet in the back, he's got short little legs in the hind, so he can't quite reach that step to get in the car. Why? Are we laughing at him? No. We're watching.
I am.
Well, yeah, a little bit. We're watching. Does he quit? Does he whine?
No.
Does he ask for government help?
He soldiers on.
That's right. I'm looking at this clip Leonard put in there.
What is it?
A clip that's a short piece of video that runs on Facebook, but that's not important.
Oh, okay.
And because Emily has really gotten me tuned into the world of cats.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on a big cat kick.
Look at this little kitten in the pull truck. Isn't that cute? See,
I like watching videos of cats being jerks. It's hilarious.
Yeah, cats can be. My favorite, and I put it up not too long ago. It's a dog, a friendly little dog who's at the top of the staircase, and this cat just comes flying out from the staircase with its arms spread to attack this poor dog.
Mm-hmm.
That cat was a prick, but it was funny. It's not really an appropriate name to call a cat, is it?
No, we reserve that for, you know,
Alec Baldwin
or Alec Baldwin celebrities. Yes.
DBDailyUpdate.com today. Our friend David Blackman is all in on Alec Baldwin. He says, I could easily beat Trump. Right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
He really has a good grasp of how beloved he is in the United States, Alec Baldwin does. I remember...
What, are you going to get angry, Alec?
I reposted David's blog and said he should be okay as long as Trump doesn't try and park in his space. I got a reply to that. Just played it. You get the biggest steak tomorrow.
No, I haven't checked in on the morning show in a while. Because I'm kind of like a unofficial ombudsman here of the News Talk station. I mean, I'm on pretty much all the shows other than the morning shows. And I hang out occasionally on News and Views anyway.
There's
so.
A thing called overexposure.
Oh, I know. I'm very familiar with it.
I mean, like having one show a day is enough for people.
Right.
They don't need more than
two or three. Good Lord. But has the...
Unless, of course, you're the relentlessly entertaining me.
Yes. Has the hitting subsided?
The hitting?
Emily. Hitting Jay.
It had, and then it came back this morning.
Oh, no.
But I don't remember what he said to cause.
But she smacked him.
It was close.
Hmm.
Honestly, I don't want to say it now that he found the peep song, but I think he had it coming.
No, I'm usually on Jay's side on these issues because I love Emily, but she's very
Hey, listen,
quick.
Radio was better when we used to hit each other.
Yeah?
Yeah, like my news one when she used to bend over for the...
You need to stop telling me this because I'm envious.
From the Morning Miami Herald?
I'm envious. It's not fair. You boomers.
No, us boomers, we had the fun.
Yeah, you got idiots, to have all the fun.
You idiots with your sensitive feelings.
I'm not one with sensitive feelings.
You're the one that took away the ass whacking with the newspaper.
No, you got to have all the
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the slap and tickle, as Southern Wood puts it, or 84 on this show.
Slap and tickle?
Yeah, I know. Every time he says it, I giggle.
God, when I think of some of the stuff we used to... But that's what made it fun, man.
Right.
And during the break, I'll tell you what every woman I ever dated...
Go on.
Well, not every woman. I'll tell you what a great number of women that I dated during my radio career... What... I think it was their fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But they thought it was mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess... I don't know. Maybe they thought they were particularly good at this. I don't know.
I think I know what you're talking about. You lucky dog.
Doesn't mean I...
But do you still have in the system, because we keep losing things, anatomy of a beatdown?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Because I don't want Jay and Emily to go back to those. I don't want you and Rich to have to witness that every morning.
That's really not in Rich's wheelhouse. Rich is a guy that wants to get along. That's why everybody loves him.
Yeah. He's a peacemaker.
Yes. All right.
Bless him. Blessed are the peacemakers.
By Rusty Aldridge.
Yes.
Okay, and we got the peep song back, and we're going to check traffic in a moment. And it is it's a tad on the warm side today as heat and humidity begin to return, and pretty soon it'll be a daily event, and then we'll be down on the thinking stoop. And our keisters will smell like a couple of smoked hams by 5 o'clock because it'll be so damn hot.
Oh, yeah, Heritage Ham, and we definitely have some baseball scores coming up.
We got some baseball scores coming up right now, Joey.
Oh, Lord.
Because they play in today, the Boston Red Sox, after 11 games to open a season on the road, come home, and their big ace, Chris Sale, pitches, and it didn't work out too well.
Let's
see what the score is. I know that the richest Cleveland Indians were having a good day today. Well, they're making a comeback now. Blue Jays 5, Red Sox 4. It's the top of the seventh inning.
Yeah, but it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game.
The Rays thumping the White Sox. That's the parent team of the Biscuits.
They're also beating them in the game, I suppose.
And the Indians beat the Tigers 8-2. The Indians are now 7-3, and it's hard to believe they could have a record that good with that weak offense.
Well, I mean, ever since they made the logo change, I mean, they are really enjoying their not being racist.
That's right. They they got rid of Chief.
Hello!
Not Chief Hello. You know what I do? The other day, remember the other day I was doing that thing on the power?
Oh, yeah, the thing on the power.
The female bosom?
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about boobs.
Yeah. Well, I... I took out this to replace it with yes, so they could have that yes and no argument.
Oh.
Then the pop, and then the big yes from the guy.
Right.
Ever since they removed the Chief logo, they are playing better baseball.
Yeah, a lot of action out there. When you're not preoccupied by all the social problems, stocks. I mean, you just focus on the love of the game. Oh, stocks?
Yeah, that wasn't a pretty very good day today. Earnings.
How many chins does Gary Kaufman have?
Gary Kaufman?
He was the commentator there. Yeah, look at him.
He does have several.
I mean, he needs to get a...
You know who... He reminds me of that Representative Nadler, the guy that's mm-hmm. got the fat head.
Yeah.
His face is wider at the bottom than his head is at the top.
Right.
Usually it's the opposite.
Right.
You're wide up here and you narrow it down to a pointed chin.
He's got jowls. Kind of like Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
I have a chin. I am not... I am not a turkey.
War on Obamacare.
How rude.
As we head into the heat season, friends, two things. One, you're going to be using your AC a lot. Get it taken care of before it goes into daily use by getting yourself a Clark's Club membership at 277-2125. Get your system tuned. Get the best in the business under the hood, so to speak, to check out all the component parts to make sure that nothing is in danger of melting down and causing a systemic failure. Rick Clark and Bobby Clark told me that an AC unit should last 20 to 30 years if you give it TLC. On this show, that's the love of Clark's. The best and most talented plumbers. And by the way, everybody that works for Clark's is somebody who's been thoroughly background checked and vetted, in addition to, you know, reaching the skill set required for employment at Clark's. So you're in the best possible hands with really terrific folks. Call them at 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. So, at this
point... Balake.
Yeah.
Where is Balake at?
He's after this.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 3 o'clock hour, and the traffic is just like you'd expect at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We have a lot of traffic on the boulevard, but it's only stop and go at the traffic lights. We don't see any big problems on the interstate, and folks coming in from the outlying areas on the 31s have a smooth ride as well. School zones are in force for a little while longer. Watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we are at 3:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Again, we have some rain. Most of it at this time is north of 85. I'm in the process of refreshing the Live and Fear Doppler. In fact, while I'm doing that, this would be a good time to get Rich back in and do his forecast, and then I will update the radar. Because there's an interesting feature to it, and I'll explain what I mean by that when we come back.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of some scattered showers will remain in the forecast through tonight. A little cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 56. Tomorrow, boy, I think it's going to be a great spring day. High temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. Thursday, I think we're dry during the day. Breezy and warm with a high around 83. Chances of some storms perhaps into the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. Then over the weekend, we'll be watching the development of another storm system, one that could be a big deal, especially late in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The interesting feature on the radar is that the showers are sort of rotating in a counterclockwise manner. There's not a lot of them out there. Stuff that was just over Millbrook and Prattville is now headed south, which is unusual. Usually we see west to east, but today it's north to south. However, that means cooler weather, and that's why Rich can tell us that tomorrow. Don't forget Baumhauer's tomorrow, gang.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch all the baseball action over there.
What the heck happened to my informed delivery? Email used to come every morning, like before I'd leave at 9, so I'd know what was coming in the mail later that day. And I don't know why I get excited, but there's never anything in there to look forward to.
Do you ever order things and say deliver it, several months out, so you're surprised by gifts?
I haven't.
No, I don't do that either. Just asking.
I haven't reached that phase of life. No, my joy comes in setting up an Easter egg hunt, because by the time I hide all the eggs, I've forgotten where most of them are.
You ever find money in an old jacket pocket?
Yes, I have.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes, I have. In fact, here's the scary part. The good news was $500.
Whoa!
For some reason, I had tucked five $100 bills into a inside breast pocket of a suit. And the scary part was I don't remember the occasion or why I put it there.
I think I gave that to you to hold on to for safekeeping.
All right, wait a minute. This is something I need to look at here.
Oh, no. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that $500, I gave it to you for safekeeping. Because I didn't have a secure jacket pocket.
This is a great message.
No.
This is a great message from Scott. Mm-hmm. He says, I have to tell y'all, I'm blind. I heard the song the other day, I Love the One I Love, Haywood Banks. I had to pick myself up off the floor from laughing so hard. Thanks for that. I loved it. And I got a reply. You are my hero today. How about that?
That's awesome.
I always wonder. I've said that almost every time I played it. I always feel a little guilty. But it is clever. It's cleverly done. It's not done to make fun of blind people, etc. I think I'm going to repost. We're still trying to help the dad who's trying to help his daughter, Nell. I'm going to repost that link to GoFundMe. We're hoping we can add a few more dollars to the kitty. I mentioned Duke. If you drop anything off here at the station, I put it into the fund and I pay the service charge, which is fine. I'm happy to do that as long as we can hit our goals. And you guys have been so generous with so many of these. I wish I never had to ask you for a dime. But these are people that, you know, especially the timing last week, you know.
Yeah.
All worried about Janelle celebrating an anniversary that in a very different way than what she might have anticipated. And here's a dad with a daughter who has lost a leg, who's gone through these horrible medical treatments. And while the treatments are fixing one problem, they're making her teeth brittle and dental coverage is just not there. There's your Medicare for all right there. So it doesn't matter because they're teeth. But if the teeth are affected by something else that they're doing to keep you alive and healthy or correct a problem, they're not going to help you with that. And that's government. So coming up at 3:35, we have your local news and anatomy of a beatdown, as requested by young Joey here. And what are you free to do? I want to go back to Facebook, see what some of the comments are. I think it's absolute. Oh, and I have room for a Facebook friend. First person to ask gets it. Somebody dumped me yesterday. First comment, Trump, 53% approval with nonstop hate from almost all media. And Greg comments, Donald J. Trump may just win all 57 states, right, Barry? I think he's referencing Barry Sotero. That was the guy that was, he used to be our president.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
We noticed.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The qualifying period to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends tonight at 5. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side, and so far, no Democrats in the race. And after the Department of Justice slammed the state's prison system, one group held a press conference today to tackle the issue. Officials with the Southern Poverty Law Center say they sent a letter to Governor Ivey and the Department of Corrections with a plan to improve prison safety. On the list, building new prisons, hiring more workers, increasing pay, and sentencing and parole reform. Plus, Montgomery's district attorney is holding an evening of remembrance in honor of National Crime Victims' Rights Week. The ceremony is at 6 to 9 at Southside Church of Christ and will have information about support services for families. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, you can absolutely get it. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers. From exterior lights to a new coat of paint. From inspiration to installation. You can get everything you need to boost your curb appeal on a budget. Like select special order windows and doors. Now 15% off. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through April 10th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Right now at Aaron's, you can lease to own up to $5,000 of merchandise. Plus, if you sign up for Easy Pay, it's $0 due at signing. There's no credit needed, so why not get that Samsung big screen TV you've been wanting? That GE washer dryer? Or that Ashley bedroom? Because you can get up to $5,000 in lease to own merchandise with no payment needed to get started when you sign up for Easy Pay. Going on now through April 30th at Aaron's. Transaction is a rental purchase agreement. Participating stores only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, and I know why you're here. Hot weather is just around the corner.
You guessed it, and that means it's time to get your AC cleaned and tuned up.
Since my AC drove my power bill up last summer by running all the time and struggles keeping my house cool, a spring tune-up would be a much-needed kickstart.
Yes, and no matter how old or how new your system is, it will help your AC run more efficiently and perform at full capacity.
Doing a tune-up in the spring is affordable and will help eliminate a major failure with a major cost and extend the life of your AC.
Good point. And don't let a clogged AC drain flood your ceiling and ruin the start of your spring. Checking and flushing your drain is part of our multi-point AC tune-up inspection.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and tune up your AC today. Call United at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to Anatomy of a Beatdown, where we dissect and report on an assault that occurred on August 24th at 7:10 a.m. on News Talk 93.1. We open with Emily setting up Jay for a smart-ass remark.
I am just so dumb.
You're a girl.
That was the smart-ass remark. In case you couldn't hear it, right after Emily said, "I am so dumb," Jay said, "You are a girl."
Oh, jeez.
Hardest hit.
Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody have a Richter scale?
Wow.
Here, Emily blames Jay for making her hit him.
Don't even try.
Then, feeling guilty, Emily apologizes.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. It did leave a mark.
That was Rich admiring Emily's handiwork and thinking, I hope this doesn't smack me.
I had to. I've never heard one that loud.
Rescue 98, we have a carpal fracture.
I'm sorry.
Once again, Emily projects blame on her victim.
If you wouldn't be rude, it wouldn't happen.
I never touch you.
Your words touch my soul and they hurt.
If this continues,
then that's why I hit you.
Our new call letters will be WAMSH.
Tune in next time for Anatomy of a Beatdown on WAMSH. I mean WACV.
Yeah, that's what happens when your idea and your mouth can't coordinate fast enough to make it come out right. WMSH, MASH 93.1. Anyway, why did we play that? Was it you?
Yeah, I was hoping that the hitting had stopped, but then you said, well,
something.
There's an incident this morning.
But I don't remember the cause. Did I ding while I was downstairs checking traffic?
I don't know.
By the way, dings. Guess what? This is really cool.
Dongs.
Huh?
Nothing.
Scott Barlow, the blind fella that said, I love one I love. When I said I have room for a friend, he said I'd like to be it. Can I have the... So
yeah.
I sent him a request. He confirmed. He's my friend now on Facebook. How about that?
It's a good day.
I think we should celebrate that. Don't you?
Yes, of course. You don't have to ask.
I mean, I can sit here and have a meltdown over, you know, something stupid, but...
it's your show. You can do whatever you want, Greg.
That's right. Scott, here's to you, my new Facebook wings.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. Cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry. But you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother. Cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now how it happens, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, pop-pop punkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love.
And that was for Scott. Now, he says that... he says he's getting tons of calls from people laughing their butts off. Great. And anytime you you'd like something from our vast files, most of the time I can accommodate you. Just send me an email, gregbudell@aol.com. Yes, I'm still on AOL, but it's been 20 years now. 20 years this month. Do you remember your first email?
No.
It probably wouldn't be that big of a deal to you because you didn't go through the period of time pre-email that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned it when I was in Indiana. It had been around for a while. It was 99. I was up there. This is the Diane Lane era.
Oh, okay.
So we were apart, and she was telling me about this. And I didn't understand what she was talking about, that I could write something and hit send. So she had to talk me, actually use somebody else's email address. And I just thought it was wonderful that I could sit down at a typewriter and write, pour my heart out, whatever, and she'd get it 2 seconds later. I thought that was like the most amazing freaking thing I'd ever seen. Of course, now we just take it for granted, but that was pretty cool. Considering you used to wait, hope for somebody to pass your note at school,
mm-hmm.
hope maybe that you'd get a card or a letter in the mail, and learning how to wait for things. We don't have to wait for anything anymore. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So David Blackman, who we will invite to be with us a week from today.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin says Trump would be easy to beat. That's right, especially you, as brilliant and talented as you are. And even though he's got a 53% approval rating, yeah. Do you ever stop, Alec, and look in the mirror and ask yourself, why is it that I am so obsessed and filled with hate towards this man? What's he done that has affected you so personally? David says, fading actor and public assault and battery specialist Alec Baldwin took to his Twitter account yesterday because that's how all the fading celebrities communicate, right, Alyssa Milano? It's true. There's another one. I guess he's got a foundation, the HABF Foundation. What is that? He says, if I ran for president, would you vote for me? I won't ask you for any money, and I promise I will win. Beating Trump would be so easy. So easy. So easy. Yeah. That's what Hillary Clinton thought. I mean, she had half the damn government rigging the election for her, including the Democratic primary. Overlooking felonies she had committed, you know, violations of the National Security Act and a dozen other things, you know, sweeping all of that under the rug. Because we're now finding out, and by the way, indictments are coming. Devin Nunes is making criminal referrals. We're going to see somebody's ass perp walked. Several. I'm with you. Clapper and Brennan first.
Yes.
Because they held high positions of authority and abused the bejeebers out of their power. They need to go to prison. Because, as Trump said, it's not a Democratic or Republican thing. No president should ever have to go through what this man's been through. And what are they doing today? What are these a-holes doing in Congress today? They're demanding tax returns. For what? What probable cause do you have to ask to see Donald Trump's tax return other than there's probably a lot of money, a lot of income there, and you just want to outrage your pissed off base because they don't have what it takes to make a good living. They're your dependents. They've all got a nipple in your party. So if you can outrage them enough that Donald Trump has all this money, it's not fair, and we got to redistribute the wealth. He's not going to, I don't think he's going to give them. So if he doesn't, then of course, that's collusion, their favorite word. And all they're doing now, they don't seem to understand. Have they watched their behavior pattern of insanity correlate with Trump's ever-rising approval? It's gone up 10 points in the last month or so, from 43 to 53. That's astounding. I don't know that Obama ever had 53 after the initial thing died down. We all knew he was a piece of crap, a lousy president. Didn't know his ass. We did. That's the scary part. He did know what he was doing. How does somebody send $150 billion to Iran, like get gift wrapped? Mm-hmm. On a pallet. and all kinds of current. How does that happen? And the media says, good job. Good job, because they're such a great and faithful ally of the United States. Meanwhile, open Jew hatred. This, that's another word I can't use. Ilhan, the Muslim representative from Minnesota. Did you see what she said? Well, 9/11, yeah, some people did some things. Some people did some things, yeah.
No, they did some things.
They did some things, all right.
You know, Greg, I think so far in the first 50 minutes of this show, we've done some things.
Like what?
Well, I'm not certain, but we did something. The time's passed.
Yes, it has.
I'd mentioned that you look really good today in your white shirt. I remember doing that.
Why is Israel getting rid of Bibi Netanyahu? I don't understand.
Well, we're still waiting on the results, right?
I bet the Democrats are over there trying to make that happen because they hate him. And they hate Israel, too. Let's see. And here's Drudge with every piece of negative news he can find. This thing, this Representative Omar. Yeah, 9/11. Some people did some things. Like, I don't know much about it. I'll find it. We don't have... I don't know what's coming for us. But yeah, these big believers in raising the minimum wage have now inspired Walmart to prepare robots to do basic jobs like cleaning floors and stocking inventory and stuff because it's cheaper than having to pay a government-mandated... And a murder at a Waffle House, too. All kinds of odd news at 3:53. Chad, I'll be with you in 1 second. I just want to remind everybody that the greatest flooring on the planet is available at an authentic wholesale price at Georgia Floors Direct. A great idea from Mr. Dick McAdam half a century ago when Montgomery was just spreading its wings to the east. The boulevard, the bypass, it has that name for a reason because it went around town. There wasn't much there. Of course, he saw that being the center of the city at some point and a convenient place to warehouse tens of thousands of square feet of flooring choices so people from all around could have easy access, come in, get a great and true wholesale price on the flooring they want, and in the process built a team of installers that is theirs. People who really are the best when it comes to installing flooring. So you get great selection. You pick what you want. You can do 12 months good as cash. You get it at a wholesale price installed by the best in the business. So it is a Georgia Floors Direct production from beginning to end. And that's why Georgia Floors Direct has been flooring the river region literally and figuratively for 50 years. 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home Furnishings. And now Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Well, I've been watching the Israeli election results. Looks like Bibi's going to pull it out, actually.
Really? Please tell me that.
Yeah, because the way they work over there, you have to build a ruling coalition. And he's only like one or two seats below the Likud, or not the Likud, the other guy, the liberal party, the left wing. But he has enough people on in other parties, right wing parties, to build his coalition and to remain prime minister, at least right now. So... the exit polls that they were claiming were great, well, they ended up being kind of split decisions. So the tie would go to the runner with him because he can build a coalition with the other.
Do you doubt for 1 second, Chad, that liberals and Democrats in the United States have been interfering in that election?
They interfere with all the elections. Obama interfered with Bibi's last election.
Yeah, but
they actually funneled money through a dark source over there. And I think they gave. I think it wasn't something like a. Over several hundred thousand dollars, like $800,000, you know, to try and get him beaten. So, other good news today was Bob Barr's testimony on the Hill. It pretty much shut down all the conspiracy theories that the Democrats had. He made them look like total idiots. They just didn't want to believe him. He's like, you know, not only is there no collusion, but they kept the Justice Department, Mueller had kept the Justice Department advised of that, and they knew 18 months ago that the collusion train was not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that he's also, there's also the outstanding investigation that's going on right now about the FISA, how the FISA warrant came about, and they're investigating, you know, how the FBI
The frustration there, Chad, is that we've known about this FISA nonsense for years. When do the perp walks start? That's what I want to know.
Yep. I think what they're waiting on is they're gonna wait on Horowitz's. They at least what Barr was saying is Horowitz's IG report will be out in May or June, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
It'll be so much fun watching liberal heads explode when these people are arrested and charged and go to jail.
If in fact they did what is claimed and what we've all pretty much known. I mean, it's kind of hard to deny it at this point, isn't it, Greg? I mean. You literally have. I mean, these are not disputed facts. The dossier was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign through the Perkins and Coie law firm. It was put together by a former British intelligence officer along with Glenn, whatever his name was, and that group. And their fingers are in there with an FBI agent and his wife who did the op research. For Glenn, what's-his-face's, opposition research firm, I mean, it was made from whole cloth. And, Comey tried to say, there was other stuff that became the basis of the FISA report. Well, now the hearings that they held a couple of years ago said, no, there was nothing else other than this speculation. And news reports, which were created falsely by feeding the false dossier to a certain journalist. And they literally cited the FBI when they went to get the FISA warrant, literally cited both the dossier and the news reports out there, which were based on the false dossier, which had been fed to the news media by the people purveying the false dossier. So, I mean,
what gets me about the Steele dossier, which, of course, was paid for, brought to you by the Hillary Clinton campaign. It was so ridiculous. You look at this, you said, this is fake. This is BS.
Yeah.
No, who would believe this? Only a Democrat.
Well, I mean, you had who was the group that put it out there? It was a false report to start with. The same group that put out other false reports.
Yeah.
About, I mean, there were so many false allegations about the Trump administration and Trump this and Trump that. I mean,
he's at 53%, Chad, because people are rising up there, no longer saying.
Tell me what they're thinking, BC. Higher than Obama was at this time in his administration.
And I don't know what they were approving about Obama at the time, please.
Obama was at 46%, and that was what his base was. His base was never more than 46 or 47%.
Unbelievable.
And that's what it is. So right now, he's doing well. I think he needs to keep beating the drum on the immigration issue.